on the KRDN Newsline is ABC News correspondent Mark Remillard, as vaccines are getting closer and closer to that next level of emergency use authorization. The CDC, or FDA, excuse me, seems to be almost days away from approving the Pfizer shot for kids 12 to 15. And Mark, what's the latest right now as far as getting younger Americans vaccinated?
Yeah, that's right. The FDA could come down with an authorization, an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine to be used in 12 to 15-year-olds at pretty much any time. It is expected that they will approve that, and then those shots will be allowed to be used in that age group. Currently, Pfizer is the only vaccine that's able to be used in anyone under 18. They're able to be used in 16 and 17-year-olds, whereas Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are still 18 and older at this point. But all three of them are doing testing in younger age groups. It is thought that vaccinating kids under 18 is thought to be important for, obviously, their own health, in terms of that, even though it's rare, they can still get severe cases of COVID-19, as well as stopping the spread of COVID-19. And when you think about herd immunity in the country, it's thought that vaccinating such a large population of Americans, millions of Americans who are under 18, is probably a big part of that.
Exactly, and I know here in Southern Colorado, we're seeing a number of schools going back to remote learning this week alone due to this increasing case numbers, especially in that 11 to 17-year-old age range. And what should parents know as far as the testing, how this is going to work, since there's still a lot of questions on the many of the minds as far as getting their younger kids vaccinated?
Yeah, so the vaccines right now that are all three of them that are approved in the U.S. for use, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, are doing different clinical trials on these different age groups. So Pfizer has already gone through to do some clinical trials in 12 to 15-year-olds, and as a result of that clinical trial has now gone to the FDA to say, hey, we've done this trial, and here's the data that we found. You know, we think that it's safe and effective for this age group. Will you approve it? So that's what the FDA is currently evaluating to issue an emergency approval for Pfizer. Moderna has gone through to do testing in 12 to 17-year-olds. Johnson & Johnson is starting testing and working on testing in 16 and 17-year-olds. And then each one of them are going to start phasing down lower in age, in different blocks of age, because it could be different as you get down lower in age about the dosing levels that you give younger kids, per se. You know, is the dose that you give a 2-year-old the same that you give a 12-year-old? So this is some of the answers that they try to figure out in these testing, as well as looking at the efficacy of it. Is it still effective against preventing COVID-19? Is it still safe? Are there any safety concerns? So that testing is going on and will continue through. And, you know, so far with side effects, so far the vaccines have seemed to be well tolerated in these teenage years, the early adolescent years of 12 to 15, 12 to 17, with similar side effects than what we've seen in adults. Moderna just announced this week that in their study of 12 to 17-year-olds, majority of side effects were mild or moderate, and they didn't identify any major safety concerns. Now, I think once, if and when the FDA issues an authorized one of these vaccines, the CDC will come out with guidance and more information where parents can look to that for information about, you know, what they understand about the testing, who this is recommended for, are there concerns that perhaps there are certain, conditions that some teens may have. Well, they'll say, if you have this, it might not be best for you to take it. So the CDC will certainly provide some updated guidance if and when the FDA moves to approve something.
Yeah, and of course, this all comes on the heels of if we are all going to end up needing booster shots anyway. So the science is looking at the younger demographic also, if we're going to need to get kind of updated shots, and if this might turn into more of an annual shot, similar to what we see with the flu shot.
Yeah. So, you know, Moderna was saying that they've been testing their booster shot, and they're not sure when you might need a booster shot. It's not exactly clear yet how long this immunity lasts for these vaccines. I think what you're seeing is the term at least, not until, or up to. And what I mean by that is, you know, they're saying immunity lasts at least this amount of time, because that's as far as we have a window to look at, rather than saying we know it only lasts shots until that amount of time. So it's not exactly clear when these booster shots might be needed. We know Moderna's testing them, theirs, for example, and they say they're been effective against variants like the ones in India, South Africa, and Brazil. But they are testing that and looking forward to that possibility that that people may need to get a booster shot at some point. And one thing I'll just say about these other vaccines for young kids is there's a question about schools. Are schools going to require kids to have COVID-19 vaccines? Not really clear on that yet. The CDC, as I said, will certainly issue guidance. It's going to come down to state governments. State governments will eventually have the final say as to whether or not they're going to require schools to, you know, for kids to come back into person learning, that they're going to require a vaccine. So, you know, I think that's something that's going to have to play out over the next couple weeks or months as we start to get vaccines in these lower demographics.
Exactly. Definitely something to look for, as we've been covering here at least 10 schools across Southern Colorado on remote learning right now due to this increase in case spikes. So definitely something interesting to see what that'll have to be to continue on with in-person learning. ABC's Mark Remlard, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.